Hello, fellow Roboteers. I am Ali, the driver of Big Day 3. And now, here's a sign of the times. We're coming very close to the new series Robot Wars. They've updated the website for Season 2 or Series 9. So, on the website, they've split it into Season 1 and Season 2 in the competitor section of the website if you want to keep following what I am doing. So, I'm clicking on Season 2 to look at some of these new competitors. And wow, it's a lot more orange. Every single competitor has been put on either a yellow or an orange background with their robot all smiling. They can't not smile. This is conform. There are some very interesting robots as well. A couple of returners for the first series and one or two notable ones from the original Robot Wars series who didn't show up before, such as Mega Mouse, who is the successor to Mighty Mouse, that great running robot. Who else have we got? Two massive bar spinners in week four. That could be very interesting. Alongside Pulsar, the finalists from the last series. Four is in there with Foxic and Chimera 2. You got what looks like a sort of really shortened version of Wheelie Big Cheese in Heavy Metal. MR Speed Squared alongside four as well, and that's all of week three. But yeah, it's definitely a lot. They're making it look a lot happier, which throws me off slightly because that's not really Robot Wars' style. But it's not the style I'm used to. That being said, it's nice to have Crustacean back in there. And Terahertz. But the big one, the big shock that you might have already gathered is week five. Apollo and Carbide, the two grand finalists from the last series, are in the same heat. That is going to be something else. Alongside a really interesting robot called Miss Nightshade, which caught my eye. And basically, when I was younger, I had a robot exactly the same idea called Tower of Doom, but instead of all their brilliant engineering works, which I don't think will go down too well, because it's too defensive. My one was simply a load of axes in the way to stop it from, so it could self-right itself with the axes. Inspired very much by the Robot Wars era of the time, and Arenas of Destruction, to an extent. What's High Five? Let's have a look. From Bristol, technical specification looks a bit familiar. High Five has a four-wheel tank drive system and a unique pair of lifting arms that combine it to act as a battering ram. High Five is fully invertible, and the lifter weapon can lift up to 280 kilograms, and the interchangeable bar rear drum spinner weighs 14 kilograms. High Five may find difficulty in the competition, as it has a ride height of 11 millimeters, which could make it susceptible to flippers. Team are prepared for any setbacks, though, with an LV real-time monitoring system for diagnosing any problems quickly and early, as well as rubber-mounted electronics and batteries for shock absorption. Absorption. There. And they're a family. Blimey. Oh, well, a mechatronic apprentice and an aerospace engineer. No wonder. Oh my goodness, Dave owns Smitsy. And the other one has a tattoo of Cassius. Good gravy, these two are after my heart. That's one to watch. If only because it's quite a funny name. Tattoo of Cassius, my word. The length some people go to. I thought I was mad. But then I'm not an engineer, so what do I know? Well, that's all they're giving us for the moment, I think. I'll have a quick look around the rest of the website whilst I'm here. See if they've added anything else to the show. See, format head-to-head heat final. No, but that's still all the same. Pit of Oblivion, the trench, mobilizing. Judges, damage aggression control. Nope. Not really. They haven't said anything about the pushing the pit release now activates, or could activate a roaming House of Robots, as I mentioned a few days ago. Check. See if they've mentioned it on House of Robots. Whilst it loads. This could be a long podcast. They seem to have upgraded the graphics a little bit for Dead Metal. I don't remember the sparks being there. Or Ampershunt. It sort of seems to have fire coming out of her. So Killalot also seems to be on fire. That's slightly worrying. About downloads. Anything in here? Updated it of anything? Nothing as of yet. Ringtones. No, frequently asked questions. Anything in here? Nothing there. The application form is still for the 21st of October. So that needs to be updated, I believe. So nobody has any idea, it seems, exactly when Series 10 will be run. Which is a bit of a shame, since quite a few of us are trying to build a robot for it. And those who are regular followers of the podcast will know that we've got something that resembles a robot, and probably with a few more build weekends could actually run. So that's the website. Robot Wars has been updated now, and you've got some interesting competitors. Right before I go, I'll have a quick look at Season 1, see what they've how they've archived this. If they've done anything snazzy. Seems to be more of an issue with the website in that it doesn't seem to want to open first time. You have to reload it. They have not fully updated the website there. They haven't told us, for example, that 4 got in as the last... This is the wild card for the last series. Oh dear. Even though 4 gave us the best target practice for Carbide. Well, that's the website for you. If you've somehow managed to keep up with me, I'd be surprised. You deserve a medal. There are some things that need tweaking on the website, it seems, but they are definitely setting the groundwork for the next series, which is on next weekend. So I've been Ali, the Drive Big Day 3, and thank you for listening.